Thank God it's...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Kevin.
All righty, well, good morning, health, wealth, and freedom team. That voice of Ed McMahon does certainly signify that it's Friday, the very first Friday of March. How cool is that? We're already into the third month of the new year, and I know things are going crazy. It's lightning speed around everywhere, Isagenix land and everywhere else. Whoops, hang on for a sec. Got a little noise going on in the background there, excuse me. But good morning, everybody. Good morning live. And if you're listening in podcast time, which I'll give you an update here in just a second, we'd like to say good morning to you as well. How's everybody doing out there?
Wonderful. Utterly fantastic.
Incredible.
On that one, Bonnie, we're going to get started. Incredible is a fantastic descriptive word. I love that. Love that. Thank you, Bonnie, very, very much. So good morning, everybody. And gosh, what a great week of training it's been. I just, you know... Not that I'm prejudiced at all, but I have to tell you, I love the first weeks of the month because Suzanne Hart is just one of the most amazing trainers I think I could ever sit down and listen to. She engages me more than I can think of anybody else out there right now. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that because I love them all. I mean, but right now I just think she really brings her stuff. And Carolyn, you know I love you. You know I don't mean that, but. I don't know what it is. There's just something about the first week of the month that I just absolutely love. Kellen had a terrific call on Mondays, and then Lori, she's always bringing it. And Mara, you had a tremendous call on Wednesday, and then, golly, I'm just hoping I can keep up today. So pressure's on. So let's get started. Who wants to start today by stepping up to the microphone and sharing with us something fantastic that is going on around you in your world? Or maybe something that you're just grateful for today. Who wants to start us off?
Kevin, it's Malou. Just wanted to another big shout-out to our very, very own Eric Coover for his amazing award. Oh, my God, that is so awesome.
And thank you, Malou. And we'll get into that when we get into what's new with ICU. So hang tight, my friends. If you don't know what that's all about, we'll get into that in just a second. So thank you, Malou.
Terry here, Kevin.
Yes, good morning.
Well, you know, here's something really interesting, and it's kind of neat. This has happened twice to Ann and me, and I think once was in down in California. But this past weekend in Toronto for the Red and White, we were out of the coffee bar getting a coffee, and the lady who was serving us said, "Holy smokes, you guys are all so cheerful and happy and polite." And she was referring to all the people, the 2,000 or 3,000 people that were in the room. And she noticed the difference between our conference and the general conferences that go through there. And I've heard that happen a few times where people comment. So it's more than physical and financial. It's also kind of a attitude and spiritual. So they people notice that kind of thing. It's pretty cool.
Isn't that awesome, Terry? What a great feeling to be a part of the movement like that, right?
Oh, yeah. You can feel it. And when people notice it unsolicited, it's pretty cool.
And, you know, one of the things that I know from my training, my background, is that, you know, when you get all those like-minded individuals in one place, there's actually another whole energy created around you guys. So it's amplified. Like a thousandfold versus like one person. So, man, that is awesome, Terry, that people can pick up on that know you're there and you can live out the culture. Put our culture on display is really what you're doing. So thank you for doing your part.
Thank you.
Who else wants to step out?
Barbie will.
Hi, Barbie. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, a little bit going on here, Kevin. As you all know, my mom passed in October, which I just knew was going to be a different journey in my life. And I had no idea what God had in store for me. But I knew I wasn't going to have to run to Madison every week anymore, which is about a two-hour drive one way. And I just knew things were going to change. She was going to be part of my isogenic story. Well, kind of the first of the year, the naturopathic doctor that I'm an apprentice for up there every week, decided that she was going to consolidate and take her business just to one clinic, and that is an area where she lives. So God has closed that door. She does want to help out part-time, but it's a little bit out of my way. And so, as you know, I haven't been on the calls much, but my life has been changing extremely to new doors. And I am really excited now that I have a lot of time on what doors God is opening for me. And as we speak, Gino and I are on our way to meet with a personal trainer.
Nice, Barbie. And, you know, nothing said the doors were going to be convenient, did we?
Exactly.
But you know, when one door closes, they say a window opens or another door opens. So, you know, Barbie, good for you, kiddo, for being on the lookout, keeping aware, keeping open to those new possibilities and exploring those possibilities, not just knowing about them, but actually exploring them and doing the do. So thanks, Barbie. Great share this morning.
My pleasure.
All right, guys, let's get into our call. What's new with ICU? We always start Friday off with a little segment kind of updating you with your Isagenics business. And we'll go right into what Malou shouted out. Eric Coover, I don't know if you guys have read your latest FYI, but Eric Coover has been recognized by the Direct Selling News as being an outstanding 40 under 40. In other words, 40 of the top network marketing people around the world under the age of 40 that are movers and shakers that are making it happen within their company. You guys can read the full story at ISA FYI. It's absolutely an outstanding accomplishment, great recognition. And, you know, we love Eric. He was just on our call here a couple weeks ago. He's an outstanding individual. He's a great man as he projects to be, as you guys all know him in the Isagenics land. He's as great a person as that as well. So just love that guy. And can't wish him more success than I can. So he's absolutely one of the best out there, my friend. So give him some kudos. If you want a shout-out, head over to his Facebook wall and give him a little shout-out today. I think he'd like that. So there you go. Also, what's new in ICU? Coming up March 30th, we've got our one of the first ICUs of the year in Newark, New Jersey. And Isagenics just let the cat out of the bag yesterday that for a small fee of about $50. If you can't get to Newark, you can watch it on your computer. So sign up for Isagenics Live March 30th. You can watch Newark, New Jersey, ICU in the comfort of your home. Imagine getting a team of friends around your living room and watching the ICU. Wouldn't that be cool? In the comfort of your home. And that way, when you have to go to the bathroom, it's just a second away instead of like 20 minutes. So there you go. Also, guys, I want to discuss something this morning. Carolyn talked about it a little bit on Monday. We didn't really get a chance to elaborate on it. I mean, I want to do that a little bit today. And I think I have a little bit of expertise in this arena, having been in the retail environment for about 30 years on my own. And that is free enrollment in Canada. And I've had some people approach me saying, hey, Kevin, why free enrollment in Canada and not everywhere else? Well, for those of you that might be kind of new, I want you all to know that for a period of time, Canada and the United States were all looked upon as North America. They were treated as one entity. Then along came Mexico, and they were thrown into the bunch. They were treated as North America, too. So we had Canada, the United States, and Mexico. So pretty much whatever went on in one place went on in the other. Then as we brought on, of course, Australia and New Zealand and then all of the Pacific Rim, we started to realize that these different countries were going to have and take upon their own identity, actually. So lo and behold, you know, when we brought in Colombia, then you saw that Mexico broke away and actually became a country of their own. They're not now considered, even though they are in North America, they are not considered a North American Isagenics entity. And Canada last year, you might recall, actually broke away and became their own entity as well. So now they have their very own leading team structure, pay structure, et cetera, et cetera. So just to clarify, businesses often have to do things in one market that they don't do in another market just to drive business a certain direction or to respond to a certain something that's going on within that market. So it's well within any business's rights to treat New Zealand different than they treat Canada or America, different than they treat Colombia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Goes on all the time. In fact, you know, if you guys had thought about this, what they've been doing in Australia the last 2 or 3 years is completely different than anything they've done in America. So don't let it get under your skin. Just know that it's progress. We're making progress. We're becoming a global entity. And with that global entity comes different responsibilities from the leadership to those different entities. So I hope that kind of explains a little bit about what's going on. And know this, they are doing things in America that they don't do in Canada or in Mexico or in anywhere else. So, guys, it's all tit for tat, and it's all good for one, good for all. So I hope you guys accept that. Yeah.
A lot of that's because of the regulations, government regulations in each country. We all have different denominations in coin and everything else, so it's difficult. We should be very happy that we have an organization like this that has to put up with all that and manage that for us. They just pay us. That's all.
All we have to do is show up, right?
Exactly.
Thanks, Potato. Appreciate that. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get into the call today. And this whole week we've been talking about objections, and it's one of my favorite things because I learned early on, we had some great trainers. Carolyn and Susan used to train on these calls early on, and a lot of what I know today is because I paid attention back then on these calls. And one thing that I learned, especially from Susan, is that if you approach your conversation correctly, you really shouldn't get many objections because you have basically cut the objection off at the knee within the conversation. But that being said, how would you all, before I get started, I'm going to assume that you all believe that the price objection is the number one objection. Is that a valid statement?
Yes, it is, Kevin.
Yes.
Okay. I thought maybe I was all by myself for a minute.
No, we had to unmute.
Great. So, knowing that that probably is the number one objection, would you all like a tool that you could use in your conversation so that objection never rears its ugly head?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So, I'm going to give you an example of something today that you can use, and I'm not going to, don't expect me to post what I use on Facebook or that. You guys are all adults on this call. You can come up with your own little form, come up with your own whatever it is that you use. I will give you the idea. It's up to you to run with it. Fair enough?
Yes.
Okay. So, first off, I use a good, better, best program in my presentations when I'm talking to customers. And, hang on for a second. Back up. I digress. That's from a commercial. I just laugh every time I hear that. First off, one of the things I learned from Carolyn and from Susan and from all of our early trainers is this. When somebody asks you how much, the last thing you want to say, in fact, I'm not even going to say the last thing. You do not want to say, well, our 30-day is 272 or 269, whichever protein you use. It's, $300. You don't ever want to say that. You don't want to say our president's pack is $559. Our 30-day premium pack is $399. No, you don't want to say that. That's not the answer they're looking for, because when you tell them that, they're going to say, oh. Because nobody's ever bought $559 worth of groceries all at one time and expected to live with that. So, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, get that thought out of your mind. If that's you, if you've been doing that, stop it. Stop it. Do not tell people up front what the cost is. This is going to be your answer from now on. You know what? I'm going to tell you exactly how much it is, but first off, let's kind of determine your budget so I know which one to present you with. Do you think that's a fair enough statement?
Yeah.
Thank you. I think you guys need to turn on your participatory gene this morning for some reason.
That's an interesting approach.
Okay, so here we go. I want you guys, let's bat this around a little bit. Knowing if I'm just, and I use this very liberally, if you guys had a 30-day system sitting on your counter and you're sitting there staring at it, right? We're looking at it, we're going, What does this 30-day system represent to me? What does it take the place of, or what does it cause me not to do? Let's make a list, and I'll start us off. just to give you an idea where I'm going with this, if I'm looking at my 30-day box, I know that right now I do not have to buy breakfast for the next 30 days. Valid statement?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so that's where I want to go with this. Everybody else, if you want to step out and give me your thing that you will not be doing the next 30 days as a result of this box sitting on your counter.
Lunch.
Eating Oreos.
Hey, hang on for a second, Ken. Lunch and or dinner, right?
Yeah.
When we get a 30-day, Isogenics typically advocates breakfast and either your choice of lunch or dinner. So let's pick lunch or dinner. Let's lunch slash dinner. Okay, what was the third one?
This is Mario. I would say snacking in between.
Okay, so snacking in between. Good idea. Let's write that down. Snacking in between. Anything else?
Fewer trips to the grocery store.
Say it again.
This represents many fewer trips to the grocery store.
Okay, and I don't know if I can put a monetary value on that, but we'll put that on the side, trips to the grocery store, okay? What else? Say it again.
Convenience.
Convenience, okay. Again, I can't put a dollar value on that, so it's not kind of where I'm going, but I'll put it on the side here.
Energy drink.
Energy drinks. That's a good one. Write that down. Energy drinks. Now, we might stop, speaking of convenience, potato, we might stop during the day at a convenience store to pick up that energy drink, yes?
Right, yep.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. When you have your shake in the morning and your Ionics in the morning and your Accelerate in the morning, are you fired up?
You bet.
Yep.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, people that don't have that 30-day program sitting on their counter, where do they typically go to fire up in the morning?
Coffee shop.
All right, so I'm going to list coffee shop. So somebody read back to me what we have so far.
Breakfast, lunch or dinner, energy drink, snack, visit a coffee shop or snack bar somewhere.
Okay, and how about like, let's see. Well, I think snacks covers it. And I'm gonna add a little something. No, you know what? I'm gonna wait to add this. Hang on. So this is what I do. This is what I do. When I'm sitting down having this conversation with somebody, and they say, "Well, how much is it?" I say to them, "You know what? I'm gonna tell you exactly how much it is in just a second. I want to get some information from you first, so that I can establish a budget. Are you okay with that?" And 100% of the time they say, yes, of course. So I ask them, how much do you spend on breakfast? What do you think their answer is? Let's hear some rational answers out there.
About $5 to $6.
$5 to $6. So let's say $5.50. How about lunch or dinner?
Oh, well, lunch is 10 to 12, and dinner is usually 15 to 20.
Okay, so what would we use as an average, just to give them some sort of a ballpark idea? Let's come up with a number we can all live with.
35.
How much?
10 for lunch. With a tip?
35 a day.
Yeah, because you're going to have to tip them, too. You got to include that, right?
Right. The $15.
Would you guys deal with 15? Do you think 15 is an adequate number?
Yep. Yeah.
That'd be good.
Okay.
No.
Now, of course, that number is going to vary depending on whether they told you dinner or whether they told you lunch. I understand that. So let's just deal with 15 right now. Energy, how about let's go with coffee shop. What's a typical trip to your favorite coffee shop cost you?
Starbucks is about $8 here.
$5.
$7?
Wow.
Okay, how about stopping by the convenience store and get yourself a soda and some chips or a donut or something? What's that cost you?
Around $5.
$5?
Yeah.
Okay, have I missed anything? What category have I missed?
Impulse picking at the gas station.
What's that?
Impulse buying at the gas station.
Impulse buying at the gas station. When you've got those cravings, impulse buying at the gas station. Let's just call that like $3. Maybe you stop by and get a soda or something. $3. So let's add, you know, I'm going to round that person up to $5, so it's easy for me to add. So I've got $5 plus 15 is 20, plus 3 is 23, plus 5 is 28, plus 7 is $35. The average person spends over $30 a day on themselves on food. On
Kevin,
two meals. That's just two meals. Is that fair enough? Did I twist anybody's arm on your answers?
Kevin, Terry here.
Yeah, Terry.
There's one little thing that you might want to put, just if you consider putting on the side, is that a lot of people will say, I don't eat at restaurants every day. I eat at my house.
Okay. Let's explore that for a minute. How much does it cost you to put together a good, healthy breakfast?
At least $4.
At least $4, right? When you're talking about going out and buying some ham or sausage and eggs and milk or coffee or whatever, at least $4, right?
Yeah. So you might need numbers for both, for the visit to the restaurant and or the house.
Well, again, these numbers are going to be tailored to the person that you're speaking with. We're just talking general idea right now.
Oh yeah, but I just threw that in there because some people might be stumped by saying, well, I don't eat at the restaurant.
Gotcha. Understood. And this isn't necessarily all about the restaurant. This is, you know, how much does it cost to prepare a good dinner at home, you know? So I know that I can't go out and prepare a good dinner for Diana and I for less than $25 if I go to the grocery store and get something good, you know, get her good or healthy organic stuff. So anyway, that being said, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to add this up. It's time to say, okay, so right now you're spending $35 a day. Let's just say, Terry, you and I are having this conversation. Terry, you're spending – right now you just showed me where you're spending basically $35 a day on a couple meals plus all the odds and ends snacks during the day. Valid statement?
Yep, for sure.
So if I could show you how to eat healthy for those two meals, how to not have to snack like you're snacking now because your cravings are going away, having all the energy in the world to start your day off with so you don't have to start your day off with a trip to Starbucks – if I can show you how to beat that for $35 a day, you're in, right?
Absolutely.
Was that a hard conversation to have?
Not at all.
Okay, now let's explore our solutions. Again, I told you that I start off with a good, better, best program. My good program is the 30-day, the getting started packs, and those typically run around $270. Before shipping and tax, and whether your state charge tax or not, you'd have to check that out. But if you take that $272 and divide it by 30 days, it comes out to $9.06 a day. How many of you knew that?
No.
I did.
How many of you didn't know that? Let me hear that.
I did
not.
I thought it was a little higher than that.
Okay. Let's talk about the new 30-day premium pack, the upgraded 30-day, which is, you know, kind of takes the place of what the pay setter was. It's $3.99. If you take that $3.99 divided by 30 days, it comes out to $13.30 a day. Who knew that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I did.
Okay. If you take our president's pack, in my opinion, that's probably the number one starting pack that we should be offering everybody out there. Comes with all you need. It's actually, if you break it all out, there's actually 68 meals in there. There's 58 meals within the shakes and the cleanse days and 10 meals in the bars. So you got 68 meals out there. But let's just talk about 30 days. You take that $559 divided by 30 days, you're talking about $18.63 a day. If you tell this person across the table from you that is now spending $35 a day that you could eat healthy and spend $18.63 a day, you think they're going to give you a price objection?
No.
I think the difference is they don't see it, you know, all at once like when you order a pack. You know, they dribble it out, you know, day by day by day, and it doesn't hit them like a ton of bricks like it does when you're, buying a whole 30-day supply at once.
Rich, you know, I'm glad you said that, because let me tell you a little program we have. How would you like to not only be able to get this at $18 a day initially to save you some money. But what if I could show you how to get the same exact pack for $9 a day? Would that interest you? Would that cut that that pain a little bit?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
If you have a couple friends that you and I could sit down and chat with, and they all three of you come on with the same pack, you're going to get a rebate in the mail good for at least 50% of what you spend on your initial pack. That brings that initial cost down to $9 a day, saving you about $26 a day, my friend. How long do you think it would take to pay yourself back?
That works well.
So did I just open anybody's eyes just now?
You bet.
Yes. Yeah. Great. Hey, Kevin, it's Jen.
Absolutely. Yeah, Jen.
Hey, so another objection I've heard, I've not gotten it personally, but what about when people say, like, we take all this is for one person, but what if they say, well, I don't spend that much on myself. I buy groceries for my entire family. I can't afford to feed this times four. What would you say to that?
Well, I would break it down. I don't want to get into that right now because I'm just dealing with the one person that I'm sitting across the table from. So their number might not be $4 for breakfast. It might be $3. Okay, their number for lunch might not be 15, it might be 7. But I'm going to tell you, even these people that out there are cooking for families are still stopping by Starbucks, they're still stopping by the convenience store, they're still doing all this odds and ends stuff. Even though they don't realize it, they're still spending probably $20 a day. You can still beat that $20 a day. In fact, I'll just lay it out for you. Anything above $9, you can beat. Right? And I'm telling you, one person out there, I don't care if they're cooking for a family or if they're cooking for themselves, one person out there is at least spending $10 a day on themselves somewhere. So all you have to do is say, you know what, our number one getting started pack is only $9 a day, and it's going to be healthy. We're going to help you lose some weight. We're going to help you get healthy. We're going to help you see some mental clarity. We're going to help you have more energy. We're going to help you in all kinds of facets that $9 or $10 that you're spending today can't do for you. Does that change your perspective, Jen?
Yeah, I hear you.
Anybody else?
Makes great sense to me.
Now, who's willing to sit down now and kind of practice? Maybe you sit down with your wife and have this little chat so that when you're sitting down in front of your new client, that you don't sound like a third-grade mathematician.
I'm willing to do that, Kevin.
All right, Mario, that's good because it's going to take some practice. I didn't learn to rattle these numbers off the very first time I wrote this down. I had to practice this. I had to study it and figure out why my stuff is better for them than what they're currently doing, not only from a health point of view, but from an economic point of view. But when you can show somebody that they can spend less dollar a day and get better quality stuff, I've never had anybody say no to that. Never. So,
can I put something out there for you, Kevin, as a suggestion?
Sure.
You know, you came up with these ideas of these cards last week, and I got to tell you, it is wonderful. It is the most wonderful thing you've done yet for us, and I printed mine, and I'm just kind of going left and right with those. And it occurs to me that you could create a little document where you can just have, like, you know, the different bullet items that we've talked about here. You know, you got your Starbucks coffee, then you got your breakfast, and you've got all these snacks, and you've got your other meals. And just leave a blank line to the right of those bullet items.
Okay.
And then when you are talking with somebody, you know, you've got something that, number one, reminds you of how to carry the conversation. And then you've got a place you can write that down and actually give them something in terms of a physical document when you're done with the presentation. And just let them look at that and think about that.
You did a very nice job of recapping what my challenge for the weekend was going to be. Thank you very, very much for that, Rich. No, you did good. Thank you very much. You laid it all out. This is what Rich just said is what I'm going to ask you all to do. Did I not start this conversation by saying I have my own and I'm not going to share it on Facebook? Why do you think I told you that?
For exactly the same reason we came up with our own cards.
Yes to you, Rich, and yes to you, Ken. The thing is, when you guys write this down on your own, it's going to start to make more sense to you than if I just laid it out for you and said, here, fill in the blanks. You're going to say, oh, yeah, breakfast. Oh, yeah, lunch. Oh, yeah, Starbucks. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. You know, get king, $25 a day. Yeah, I get that. I can beat that. And then determine the prices of your packs that you like to feature. Take your full price of your pack, divide it by 30 days, come up with a daily price, and beat that daily price. That's all you got to do, guys. But if I were to lay it all out for you, it may not make sense to you. You're just filling in a blank. Now I'm making you do the work so that it makes sense to you. I hope that makes sense.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to leave you with that. Now, I'm going to put in a plug for a friend of mine because I have a funny feeling she may not put in the plug for herself. But how many of you on this call tune in to Susan Sly's Team Success Call Monday nights?
I do.
Usually we do.
Yep. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, guys, Susan is away. She's in Las Vegas training with a bunch of other powerful women. And one of our very, very own will be training Monday night, our own Carolyn Rodriguez. So I'm going to invite you all to dial in to Monday night to the Team Success Call and listen to our amazing Carolyn Rodriguez. She's going to be chatting with us and filling us in with all kinds of good stuff. And that being said, I'm going to give the next 30 seconds to Carolyn if she wants to step out and say anything at all.
Well, hey, Kevin, I love how you broke down, this cost objection. And I think the whole point stems on value. When people see value, they'll buy in. And most of us don't know how to present that value because, you know, people see a big number and they reject it. So another analogy, I just want to throw that in there. I ask people, you know, to go out and buy 30 days worth of groceries. How much money do you think you're going to spend? Now, take all those 30 days worth of groceries and put them on your counter. Does that look like a lot of stuff going on there, a lot of moving parts? So it's teaching people how to compare apples to apples. What are you doing now? Is it working? What do you want to do to get to your goals? What price are you willing to invest, not pay, invest? And I talk about health assurance versus life insurance. When do you collect life insurance?
When you die.
Which means you don't, right? So I mean, I'm going to portion of what I'm investing for something I'm not going to collect on and put it into an investment in my health. And you guys have seen my posts about, you know, the compound effect. If you haven't, you can go to my Facebook page, The Compound Effect, what 13 years of health looks like because I invested the money in my body, because you're going to spend that money anyway. So I think this is a great call for everybody to re-listen to, post it in your Facebook groups for the new people coming in, because, you know, people leave because they don't understand. So Monday is a whole new ballgame for Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team, but Monday night, Kevin and I are going to be doing this call together, my friend, and we're going to talk about what it means to build a business from different parts of the globe. Is it possible? I don't know. You'll find out Monday night, right? So challenge for the week, you guys. Kevin put it out there. This weekend, because how do we get better at something? We practice it, right? So find a partner, a buddy, and here's a great way to connect with people. This is something I learned from Hillary Courtney. She said, reach out to 10 people and let them know that you've been challenged by your coach to practice something new, and will they give you 15 minutes of their time so you could practice your presentation on them and then get some feedback. So that's the challenge. Who's willing to take that up?
I am.
I need some names so I can come back to you guys on Monday, because some of you did such a great job last week with Kevin's challenge. So rather than saying I am, who's stepping up to do this practice over the weekend?
Mario from New York.
Mario. And who is the lady who said I am?
MJ.
MJ, okay.
Yeah, and Rich will.
Rich, way to go, Rich. Well, I'm going to practice. That's it. So three people?
We will. Ken and Kathy.
Ken, Kathy. Okay. Who else? We need five people, you guys. I want to know what happens to you when you call some people up and say, will you help me? They go, like, what do you need? Well, I've been challenged by my coach to practice a new presentation, and I was wanting for you to help and just listen to me, and I'd love to see your feedback. Is that Can you guys say that? Is there anybody that can like regurgitate that?
Yes.
Okay, so we got four: Mario, MJ, Rich, Ken, and Kathy.
I will, Karen or Carolyn and Barbie. I will, but I will not be on the Monday call. You don't have to speak for me.
All right, Gina can speak for you. Awesome. Well, guys, I would encourage you to go to the ISA Team Success, Wealth, and Freedom page. And if you're taking up the challenge, right, that's how we get better, post your name in there, and we'll check that out on Monday and see how everybody does, and make it an amazing weekend, guys.
All right, Carolyn, thank you very, very much. Now, an update, guys, I'm going to leave you with this. Larry is out of the hospital, said he's on the mend. He's going to his mom or his brother's house to kind of recoup, but he says that he will have our calls posted over the weekend. So that's a little FYI. Thank you all for your prayers and your help, and we will see you Monday. Bye-bye.